you guys ready to do another half shot?
Yeah, let's okay. do it.
I have to give you credit, Bill, because you're actually really good with notes. In terms of like,
if you knew how difficult the process it was.
No. Like, you know, we see your whiteboard over here. Yeah. But you know, I went through and was looking at your different ideas for the season.
It can be a lot sometimes.
Yeah, it can be. And I'm terrible at it. And Samantha always tells me I'm terrible at it. But
half
I was
the
actually
battle is writing
what?
Shit down.
No, like that I don't give Bill enough credit for the things that Bill does
yes,
or that I
that
not what I
do.
Thought you were talking.
No.
That I do say.
Yeah, no.
Really?
Yeah, that I don't give you enough credit for things.
Go on.
Yeah, right. Tell me all about how awesome I am. And you actually, you've got a couple of different things in our big Google area that, you know, have lots of ideas and stuff. So I went through some of that stuff today and I found this one topic. It was really just a line that you wrote, which was humor as a weapon. And I love that concept in terms of what that put in my head, which is, you know, we can use it to defend ourselves or we can use it to,
attack!
To attack or it, yeah, like yeah. We could attack people with it. We could defend people with it. And a lot of times if it doesn't hit the intended target, at the very least, it hits the people around.
Right. Which is almost better.
So I love the idea of this topic. I don't love the idea of what you're making us do otherwise.
I'm making suggestions.
Which is you found this fucking beer.
I'm a label whore.
Yeah, you are a label whore. It's from Bootstrap Brewing, which actually I really
enjoy. Yeah, we're familiar with this.
Yeah, I very much enjoy their beers. But this is called Pickle Me Up.
I straight up could not help myself. I was like, it seems so ridiculous, but I have to know.
And here's where my willingness to give it a try is. You bought like two cans of it. You brought one over to our house.
That's how important it was to me.
I didn't get to taste it. Samantha actually drank it a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, at like 11 o'clock
it's
in the morning.
It's so good. It's a morning beer. It's a breakfast beer.
Perfect.
But you then turned around and you went out and you bought more of it.
As I said, I was out and about and there happened to be one 6-pack left and I was like, well.
Bottoms up.
It tastes like
pickles.
A warm Coors Light, but in a good way.
That is so weird.
Isn't it weird? I told you. So when I drank the beer that you had left at our place, he was at work. I think it was a Thursday morning. And funny thing, Andrea was at the house, my sister. For those of you who don't know, Andrea was staying at the house. Right, I know Brad is like contemplating this. And I took a sip of it and Andrea's just waking up, you know, at 11 because she had a shift or maybe it was even like 10. It was early. And I was like, you know, I'm just going to pop up with this beer. Bill left it. I'm gonna have a beer today. It's my day off. I'm having a beer. I took a sip and that was my face.
And then you're like
huh?
wait a minute.
What? Yeah, like I'm so unsure what to think of it. But it's not terrible.
It doesn't suck.
No. And it's not like the salty pickles. It's not like a tart dill pickle. It has the dill flavor to it. It has salt flavor to it. And then it has other flavors that you would have if you like just opened a jar of different pickles, you know, instead of going with your classic bread and butter or your classic dill.
Your classic is bread and butter. That says a lot about it.
We like bread and butters.
I like pickle juice. I like.
Yeah. I usually keep it on hand.
I like doing a pickleback shot.
Yeah,
like that. I'm totally good with
but
that.
This
is almost as like if you had a beer with a pickleback.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And I made Andrea try some, and she too was like,
"I really was, dude." And like, I was like, "Okay, so the label's one thing. You're familiar with the brewery, like, okay." And then I drank it, and I was like, "Everyone needs to know about this right now."
You know, what I'm surprised about is that no one has done an olive beer, right?
Oh, because you're gross, but
I get
where you're coming from,
but
like a salted olive beer or something like that.
But that's a thing. That's what this is essentially, right? Pickle mm-hmm. juice is essentially
a brine.
Like a brine.
It's a
yes,
brine.
Yes, but this isn't overly briny.
No,
you
it's
can
not
put
overly
all
briny.
Sorts of different flavors in your brine, your pickle. You can put dill in. You can put spice. You can put sweet. You can put sour. You can put tart. You can put like there's so many different flavors you can put in your pickle for pickling.
You know what's crazy about this?
Brine is brine.
Is that it?
How come pickle martinis aren't a thing?
It's that kind of thing. Like you can't just have one sip of it.
No, you have to.
You have to keep drinking it.
You're drawn back to it. Yeah.
See, I was trying to be like, I was like, I don't want it to be its own half shot, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Like it's interesting to me. Like this beer is fascinating.
This beer is fascinating. I'm super impressed that when a company does something like this, right? Like I do, I really, like I said,
you remember,
I like the Wreaked Havoc from Bootstrap. That's one of my favorite.
Remember
beers.
When we worked together and they had that pineapple lager and that like, I,
yeah,
we sold that shit faster. We sold that shit faster than anything. Yeah. Cause I was like, oh, you want a Coors Light? Here's something way better.
Right. Like, yeah. That's something else.
Dude, I tell you what. Anyways, we could end this right here.
Yeah, I know we could
start again.
No, so really quick, let's talk about humor as a weapon, because I had something very specific happen all in one night, and so this happened twice where these two guys sat at the bar. It turned out that they were brothers. They made some sort of joke about, you know, one of them made a joke about the other one being brought up Catholic, and so he can't go first. He needs to be polite and let the other person go first. And I was like, oh, and then they make a comment about being brothers. I said, so you weren't brought up Catholic, you were Jewish or what?
And yes.
And he's like, oh no. He's like, no, I was definitely brought up Catholic, but you know, he's the prettier one. And I said, oh, and he's like, I was an altar boy. I was like, well, that must have been really terrible. And then he's like, actually, it wasn't. Nobody wanted me. And he makes this whole joke, God, right? Like going along that vein. So
I was the.
So about 4 hours later, now we're
still sitting at the bar.
Now we're no, they're gone already. But now we're into the evening. I have these three guys sitting at the bar. I go and I ask them. They had gotten the first round, wandered, and then they came back and sat down. So they're ready for another round. I was, you guys ready? And then this one guy looks up at me and he's Irish, and I'm not going to fuck up an Irish accent, but he says, you're really fucking tall. I said, yeah, I am. And this guy was short.
That's
right. He's like, no, would you like, he's like, when are you going to stop fucking growing? And I was like, I don't know, man. I'm 47 years old. I'm still going. And he's all, I'm 41. If we'd have been in school together at the same time, I would have hated you and all my friends would have hated you because of how fucking tall you are. And I said, you would have hated me because I was trying to steal all your gold. And the leprechaun joke just soared right over dude's head.
Right.
His two friends fucking lost it. I mean, just cracking the fuck up. And then these guys, so the whole Irish thing came into play, the whole discussion about being Catholic came up.
Yeah.
And the shorter one says again, he's like, and no one ever took advantage of me at church. Do you have any idea how hard it is being so ugly
that
a priest doesn't want you? I mean, he just fucking, like, I was like, how does this joke happen twice in the same night?
How are you having that conversation, like, in 2022 even? Like, it's almost relieving, you know what I mean? Like, it's fucked up.
It's fucked up,
but
for sure.
It's mutual, and it's funny.
I have no problem shitting on the Catholic priesthood.
You bunch of rapists.
After everything that came out a year ago with all the French Catholic
Church. You know, I am not beholden to any kind of fucking organized anything.
So
I'm looking at the Wreak Havoc. I remember it now.
But in this, you know, like the amount of humor that was involved, the ability to just like.
All whilst you're doing your job and they're traveling for whatever reason. And, yeah, like, we don't know why.
And while they're traveling for their work, the two brothers that had come in before. I mean, all of that stuff. Like these kinds of things. Our ability to use humor as a weapon
and that is
as a tool.
That's ultimately why people come out to bars, right?
That's ultimately
they're counting on the bartender.
Yes, they come out to be entertained. Are you not entertained?
It's way easier to perform like that when the basics are done, just to make it make sense.
Yeah.
I can't. Do you see me? You see me in a good mood? You see me in a bad mood?
Yep.
9 times out of 10, I'm in a good mood and I'm able to fuck around because everything's done. I don't have to look.
Yeah.
I don't have to think. No, I don't have to panic.
Right. If your setup and your prep is there and you don't have to think about anything else, then you have all the time in the world to really take care of your guests.
Right.
And humor is one of those tools that we use all the time.
The best tool.
And the entertainment in general. I mean, Samantha got $25 tipped 2 weeks ago, and this wasn't a humor thing, but Samantha sings. Samantha sings throughout the shift, especially if it's good music on.
I mean, I do that too.
And Samantha sings well.
Dude.
And Samantha
Steve Winwood comes onto my job, well. You better get the fuck out of my way.
But no, Samantha had people come up to her and tip her. Like, she's not, not, that's not like necessarily part of the job.
But that's right? why people come out.
But that's why people come out. They come out to be entertained. They come out to have their worries and their and all of the
Sometimes
things that happen
you wanna
outside.
Go where everybody knows your name. I honestly cannot help
like
that.
Like Samantha, right?
No, I get it. I get it. I get it.
And so
that's like the most. That's the most highest level of the job, if you ask me. Like everything else, is just you can teach anybody else that. But like to entertain and
but
connect with the guests.
But to have a personality, yes.
Whoa.
You can't
I mean,
teach
that's
that.
A gross oversimplification.
It's not. It's really not because no joke. I mean, like how
to
many?
To engage with the guests right. is what I was going to say.
Engage to have a personality.
I have lots of personality, Samantha. And quite frankly, we're all of it. I edit that out.
No, I mean, but that's what it is. I mean, if I guess engage would be the proper term, but yeah. personality. I mean, if you just,
that's
you
why
just
people
give
come
it
out.
A little try. You give a shit. You give a little bit, and it's, you know, that is why people come out again because they can stay at home, Amy, and have a fucking cocktail at their house.
That was a callback to our last half shot.
Now,
or maybe, depending on the order that we release these half shots, to our
it's a callback to another half
time
shot.
To another yeah. half shot. We can do
time,
whatever the
space,
fuck we
time
want.
Time continuum's crazy. So,
is it a call forward? Ooh. I don't even know.
You just coined a term, bro.
A call forward?
You just coined a term.
All right.
Yeah. All right. So, great pickle beer.
Yeah.
It's amazing, right?
If you set your shit up and you have no worries, then you're able to let your personality shine through. You're able to use humor as a weapon or as a defensive tool or just as another something in your arsenal, which is awesome. I think that makes our job awesome to us.
I think the bar is more than just a physical barrier for me. Like I'm completely like as a server, I still make good tips. I make good money. Like I can handle service because it's very much like this. And I can also run in the back and fucking do whatever the fuck I want. I can disappear behind the bar. I can't.
Correct.
But so that means I have to look good. But at the same time, like the bar is like people that sit at the bar choose to sit at the bar.
Yep. They do.
Right.
And if they're forced to sit at the bar due to a lack of options, you're bound to have a different kind of encounter.
It's a whole other experience for sure.
And it's kind of on us
to change it.
You underestimate the power of the dark side.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I like that. The bar is more than just a physical
barrier.
It
really is. It really is. My humor doesn't fly with 6-year-olds.
Right.
All right.
Yeah, I have much more of a Barney attitude if I have to take tables.
Straight up.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Behind the bar, I'm like, shut that kid up. When I'm out of the table.
Straight up, I'll be like, that motherfucker's cut off. Right. And everybody at the bar laughs. Everybody that heard me that's sitting at a table is like,
but if you're actually at the table, you're like, hey, kiddo, that's a really beautiful drawing. You know, I'll tell you what. Why don't you make one of those for me? I'll hang it up for you behind the bar, and everyone will get to see it.
Here's a Shirley Temple on the house.
Yeah,
just shut the fuck up.
Here's all the extra cherries. You're gonna shit your pants later.
Yeah. You're gonna Yep.
All right, good half shot. Let's wrap this one up and listen more of our episodes. Leave us reviews, all of those wonderful things. Like, listen, share. Love you guys.
Yeah, love each other.